a few speeders, such as the truck that the second truck that failed to stop at the stop sign on Franklin and ended up in my neighbor's house. And I would like to specifically, and this may be more addressed to the city manager because he's paying for this consultant, to note that there's a line in this memo that is just so infuriating to the neighborhood. That's part of the civil disobedience that you experienced here tonight, and I think you need to bear with us. When the memo describes this incident as a recent occurrence where a truck hit a house while trying to negotiate the turn at Franklin Street East Market, and then notes that there was only property damage. There is no way for the writer to know that there was any attempt to try to turn. You can't hit a house and do $50,000 in damage when you're trying to turn. It's just, it dismisses the nature of the problem, and it makes it hard. In the same way that you had a hard time with the noise, it makes it hard. You have to put the memo down and come back to it later. Nowhere in the memo does it address the fact that two vehicles cannot pass safely beneath the railroad bridge. How many pedestrians pass beneath the bridge? There's no count, although Mr. Atkins points out how many school children are waiting at the stop. These kids use Franklin Street to get to Mead Park, to get to the pool. That is, if they were to have to walk around, which no child would ever walk a half a mile farther to get to a swimming pool, they're coming through that in the summertime a lot. There's no sidewalk on Franklin except for the stretch in front of the storage. The memo asserts that we have almost 1,700 vehicles per day, 490 trucks per week. Yesterday at 4:30, I stepped outside and counted 8 vehicles in 2 minutes. I simply don't trust the data in this report. I don't think that. And Bill Emery took a picture. When they were doing the count, the thing that went across the street was, you know, pulled up and into the middle. I think that they're missing data here. The train traffic. I live. I work. I sleep. Not 9 a day. That's a red herring. And it's not how many per day. The trains, I'm mostly here in the middle of the night. The key question is how many trains run between 6:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon. The bottom line, I think, is that Carlton Road and East Market both connect to Mead. If a truck comes into a neighborhood on Carlton or East Market, it should exit on the same street. My sister visited this weekend. She was calling me from 64 to get to my house. I had given her directions to go the direct way up Monticello, Carlton, you know, one light, two lights, take a right, you're there. She said, oh, no, I'm supposed to take a right on Quarry Road. Does everybody know where Quarry Road is?
Yeah.
It's MapQuest. That's right. It is the way. It's not about people avoiding the railroad in the morning. Somebody commuting to Burnley Moran and being afraid of being caught at the railroad. There just aren't that many. It's avoiding lights and following MapQuest. Thank you.
Okay. Jennifer Ackerman.
My name is Jenny Ackerman. I live at 1611 East Market Street, catty corner to Franklin. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen to us tonight. It's been a long evening. But I'm really here to speak on behalf of my next-door neighbor, Betty Lou Scruggs, who's lived in the Woolen Mills for more than 70 years. She was born in the house she lives in now. I have some photos just for visual interest I'm going to pass around to you guys. She was born in the house she lives in now, 1609 East Market, and in many ways she's the heart of our neighborhood. As you may know, early in the morning of July 23rd, a truck barreled down Franklin Street, heading north, and crashed into her house. The impact pulverized her front porch, destroyed her kitchen, cracked her foundation, and caused structural damage throughout her house. That was 2 months ago. Betty Lou's house is still unlivable, and though she herself is strong, she's still struggling to recover. It's her own little Katrina. I'd like to say that this was a freak accident, but it wasn't. This is the second time in 6 months that a truck coming down Franklin Street has landed in Betty Lou's front yard. Not that big 18-wheeler. These are smaller trucks. And they pick up speed coming out from